兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
母亲节快乐。
And happy Mother's Day.
今天我也被人家祝福母亲节快乐，很奇怪。
Today, I was actually blessed and someone said Happy Mother's Day to me.
Abby 看到我早上很高兴，就说母亲节快乐。
Abby was very happy this morning, saw me and said Happy Mother's Day.
一开始愣了一下。
I was startled for a minute.
可是后来我就知道怎么回他。
Then I knew how to respond.
我说你也是母亲节快乐。
Send Mother's Day to you too. Happy Mother's Day to you.
感谢神，今天我们在母亲节的时候可以一起在他的殿中敬拜。
We thank the Lord that we can worship Him on this special day.
你们很喜欢我们教会的唱诗歌敬拜的时间吗？
Do you like our worship time and praise time?
你们有机会的话，去认认我们教会这个带领我们唱诗的这几位弟兄姐妹。
And if you have the opportunity, you should go meet some of the brothers and sisters in our worship team.
那你心里面有感动的话，你可以跟他们道谢。
And if you have a burden, you can thank them.
虽然他们都是很有才艺的。
Of course, all of them are very talented.
可是有才艺的人不花时间是呈现不出来这样的美好的音乐的。
But even though if you have the talent, but if you don't put in the time, you cannot produce such beautiful music.
我们主日我们就是准备好心来聚会。
So on Sunday we prepare our hearts to come and gather to worship.
他们服侍的弟兄姐妹一周前就开始在构思了。
But those that are serving are preparing 1 week in advance.
他们要去选诗歌。
They have to select the hymns.
然后呢，我们教会因为是中英双语的教会，所以他们要把中英的这个歌词都要能够翻译呈现出来。
But because we are a bilingual church, so translation needs to be done and prepared.
然后最辛苦的就是司琴了。
And of course, the person that plays the piano needs to put in the time.
那一首诗歌练个十个小时，三分钟就结束了。
And for a 3-minute song or a 3-minute hymn, they may have practiced for up to 10 hours.
可是因为这不是表演。
But because this is not a performance,
这个是对神的敬拜。
This is worship to our God.
所以我知道神在他们预备的过程当中，不论是练唱还是练琴，都是他们与神交流的时间。
But whether if they're singing, lifting up their voices, or playing an instrument, it's their time and their service to the Lord.
他们服侍因为他们爱神。
And they serve because they love God.
但是他们服侍因为他们爱你。
And they also serve because they love you.
所以你喜欢他们的服侍，你就跟他们道谢。
So if you like their service, you can thank them.
就是心灵里面，我们情感上面，肢体之间的一种很自然的交流。
And this is a natural flow of affection among the brothers and sisters.
他们不是为了你们的掌声或道谢而服侍，当然。
Of course, they're not performing for your applause.
但是我们受到人的服侍，我们感谢神，我们同样感谢他们。
But of course, we thank God for them, but we also thank them.
好，那我们今天呢，我们要继续把哥林多前书十六章第一到第四节的这段经文，我们今天把它讲完。
And we will continue studying the passage that we started last week from 1 Corinthians 16, and we will conclude the message today.
今天你如果是第一次在我们当中，
if it is your first time with us,
那我欢迎你们到网上把上周的信息回去听一下。
I'd like to encourage you and invite you to go to our website to listen to part one of the message.
目的只是为了我不需要花时间重复上周所说的。
And the purpose is so that I don't have to review what I said last week.
我们今天讲到在基督徒生命当中金钱的奉献不是选择一个主题来讲的，只是因为神的话语带领我们来认识他在我们生命当中的心意。
And we didn't select this topic out of the blue, but it's just so that the God's word has led us to this topic regarding financial giving.
在哥林多城里面的一群信徒，
There's a group of believers in the city of Corinth.
他们都是新的基督徒，
And they were all new believers.
但是他们受了保罗的带领和教导一年半的时间，
But they were led and taught by the Apostle Paul for about a year.
他们在他们的生命上面有成长，
And they were growing in their spiritual life.
他们在知识上对圣神的话语的知识上面有成长。
And they were growing in their knowledge of God's word.
他们在他们的生活行为和爱心上面，在众人在不信的人面前有很好的见证。
And they had a great testimony of their life and their behavior in the way that they lived and in the way that they acted.
那他们跟保罗之间，当保罗离开了哥林多之后，他们有书信上面的往来。
And after Paul left the city of Corinth, they communicated via mail.
你想一年半的时间不短啊。
You know, a year and a half is not a short duration.
那保罗一定是花了很多的时间在这些信徒的生命当中做了许许多多神话语的建造。
But Paul must have spent a lot of time building up these new believers.
然后呢，一定是在他们的生命，在他们的生活当中有许许多多的鼓励，有许许多多的带领。
So there must have been a lot of leading and encouragement among these brothers and sisters.
但是神的话语是这么的丰富。
But God's word is so abundant.
主耶稣基督在我们生命当中所要我们经历学习的是这么的广。
And what our Lord Jesus wants us to learn is so vast.
所以并没有在每一件的事情上面呢，都能够在一年半之中能够讲全。
But of course, you can't teach everything within a year and a half.
所以哥林多的信徒们，他们知道远在耶路撒冷的信徒，他们生活上面受到逼迫，他们的环境非常的贫困，他们在生活上面有需要。
So they heard about the news of the saints or the believers in the city of Jerusalem, and they knew that they were heavily persecuted and they were in need.
他们爱这群信徒。
And they loved these believers in Jerusalem.
所以他们愿意在他们的需要上面有供应。
So they wanted to supply and provide for their need.
所以他们就问保罗，这个怎么样的去帮助这些信徒？
So they asked Apostle Paul, how can we help them?
所以在十六章的第一到第四节，保罗知道他们有这个问题，他就要教导他们。
So Paul knows that there is this issue. So in verses 1-4, he uses this opportunity to teach them.
那所以对我们基督徒今天来讲，我们要能够了解在金钱上面奉献的这件事情，事实上是对我们来说很重要的。
But for us today as believers, our giving, monetary giving is very important.
因为在金钱上面的奉献，弟兄姐妹，它所连接于的是神在我们生命生活当中供应上面的应许，是分不开的。
It cannot separate from how God provides for us financially.
我们怎么样用我们的金钱？
How do we use our money?
我们怎么样的将我们所得的我们奉献给神？弟兄姐妹，这个反映出我们对神的认识。
And how we give monetarily to God reflects our understanding or our knowledge of God, of who He is.
因为钱在我们的生命当中是这么的重要。
Because money is important in our life.
所以很自然的，我们怎么样的在金钱上面奉献，会反映出我们与神之间的关系。
So it is directly tied to our relationship with God, and the our monetary giving.
这就是为什么神在他的话语上面启示给我们，他在我们金钱奉献上面有他的心意。
And that's why God reveals His heart on the topic of a monetary giving.
那上周呢，我们提到在圣经里面提到，基本上是两种的金钱的奉献，或者是对神的给予。
And last time, in our last message, we talked there's two types of giving.
第一种是一种固定性的定期的奉献。
And the first one is giving on a regular interval.
是为了对神敬拜的事工，对神话语教导的事工和对传福音的事工有所支持。
And it is to support the ministry of worship, the teaching of God's word, and bringing the gospel to the.
那还有另外第二种的是称为特别的或特殊的奉献。
And the second type is giving on special occasions or for special purposes.
那就是当有特别需要的时候，就会有教会的领袖会呼吁弟兄姐妹们来募款，要为这个特别的需要奉献。
So if there is a special need or a for a special purpose, then the leaders of the church will gather the believers and make a collection.
然后上一周我们就从旧约开始看到新约，我们就知道原来圣经给了我们一个很基本的一个范本。And
last time we talked in the Old Testament, it gives us a principle.
这个很基本的范本呢，就是将我们十分之一的所得奉献给神。
And that principle of giving is to give a tenth, or what we call a tithing.
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，我们今天就要开始看了，神在给我们这个十分之一奉献的范本上面，事实上有更丰富、更多的祝福要赐给我们。But
today we'll be looking at that on the topic of tithing, God's heart is to also give us more than what we give out.
神的心意不但是他要多给我们，他要我们学习超过十分之一的给。But
what he wants to teach us is to give more than a tenth.
我知道我们当中人会想，哇，这个真是太难了。Well,
some of you may think that, oh, that's very hard to do.
给十分之一都够难了，你还要给超过十分之一啊。Giving
a tenth is already hard. How can we give more than a tenth?
哇，神难道要我的十分之一还不够？他要我超过十分之一的东西吗
？Does God want more than a tenth？
神需要这么多吗
？Does God need more than a tenth of what I can give？
弟兄姐妹，我盼望今天的信息结束之后呢，我们从神的话语和圣灵的感动当中，你们自己可以有更深刻的体会。But
I hope after this message through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll have a deeper understanding.
弟兄姐妹，我们要看。 十一，我们十分之一的奉献称为十一的奉献，简称为十一的奉献，是当我们做的时候，弟兄姐妹，是为了要能够尊荣神，他是什么万有的主宰。And
giving a tenth or tithing is to display that God owns everything.
弟兄姐妹，当我们想到这个所谓十分之一的金钱奉献的时候， 我们要记得，这个是我们在神的面前，因着我们感恩的心而有的一个动作。So
giving a tenth of our finances is just a display of our gratitude.
是感恩什么呢
？Well, what are we grateful for?
感恩神是我一切所拥有的主。Grateful
because everything that I own is from God.
我们感恩在我生活当中一切的富裕，一切的富庶，他是这些富裕的主。We
acknowledge that He is the God of everything that I have and own.
He's the Lord of my prosperities, right? 然后呢，我们感谢神，因为他是我一切成功成就的主。
And he is also the Lord of all of my success.
我们看诗篇第二十四篇第一章，诗篇第二十四篇第一节。Let's
take a look at Psalm chapter 24, verse 1.
地和地上所充满的，世界和住在世上的，都是属于耶和华的。The
earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？ 有些人有这样的一个观念。
A lot of people have this concept.
我的十分之一是属于神的。
A tenth of what I own belongs to God.
所以十分之一要给神。
So a tenth of what I own, I give to God.
这事实上是错的。
But actually, that is a wrong.
因为神是我所有一切的主。
Because God is the Lord of everything that I own.
我所有一切所得到的、所拥有的，都是从神来的。
Everything that I have, all my accomplishments and acquired is from God.
是不是地上地和地上所有的一切，世界和世上所有的一切都什么属于耶和华的？
Because isn't it so? Everything on this earth belongs to God.
那这是一个铁定的事实啊。
That is the truth.
所以为什么我会说十分之一只是一个范本，但是神所要给的，或神要我们对这个有认识的是更多的。
So this tithe and the tenth is just a basic pattern or pattern, but it is so much more.
弟兄姐妹，当我们讲到当基督徒讲到金钱的时候
，and when Christians talk about money,
弟兄姐妹，我们的重点重心不是在看这个十分之一的奉献。
Our focus is not just on the tenth of what we give.
我们重点所要提到的或要想到的是。我们怎么样过我们的生活
？The focus is not just on this tenth, but on our lifestyle.
弟兄姐妹，你的每一分钱，你怎么样的去使用你每一分的钱
？How do you use each penny of each single penny?
反映出来的就是你是怎么样看神
，and it reveals how you view God.
然后呢，就反映出神在你的生命当中是占什么样的地位。
And it shows what he means to you.
你怎么样的使用你每一分的钱
？How do you use every penny?
反映出来的是什么？是你在这个世界上面你的价值观。
It shows what you value in this world.
反映出我们就这么。在世上短短的这么几年当中，你是为了什么而活
？And it shows what you are living for in these few years that you have on earth.
今天是母亲节。
Today's Mother's Day.
那么孩子对母亲说
，So children will say to the mother,
今天不庆祝。
Let's not celebrate today.
今天不特别。
It's not special today.
因为怎么
？Why？
天天都是母亲节。
Because every day is Mother's Day。
你天天都是我的妈妈。
Because every day you're my mother。
天天我都称你为妈妈。
And every day I call you。
所以干嘛要过个母亲节呢
？So why do we have to celebrate a special day and call it Mother's Day？
这个听起来就不对劲。
So it might be weird when you hear that。
一个孩子应该对妈妈怎么说
？So what should the child say to the mother?
妈妈，天天都是母亲节。
Every day is Mother's Day.
你每天都是我的妈妈。
Every day you are my mom.
所以在一年的有一日，我要特别的怎么样纪念庆祝你是我妈妈这个事实。
But one day out of the year, I want to make it especially, Well, very special for you because I want to celebrate you as my mom.
刚刚辉刚讲得很好。
The chairman 辉刚 said it best.
丈夫啊，孩子们啊。
Husbands and children.
要常常在家里面帮妈妈。
You need to always help out your mom, your mother.
但是在母亲节的这一天呢，你要帮的更多。
But on this special day, on Mother's Day, you need to help more.
因为当你把一年365天当中有一天你特别摆在心上，这不是因为剩下来的364天不是她不是你妈妈，而是你为了尊重她，你为了爱护她，你说这一天是特别的。
So one day out of 365 days you make it especially special doesn't mean thatThe 364 days is not, they're not your mother.
因为母亲节的特别证明了她在你一生当中都是你的母亲。
Because on this special day when you celebrate it is to show that they're your mother.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们将我们的十分之一奉献给神的时候
So in this way, when we give a tenth of our money,
这并不是说我其他我所有的一切都不是神的。
It doesn't mean that all of our money is not God's.
事实上， 它证明了我们的一切都是属于神的。
It actually proves that we believe that everything is of God.
所以就像箴言三章九节里面讲到，我们要将我们出熟的这个农作物、农产品给神。
Just like in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9, it says it's a constant offering of our first fruits.
我们固定的，对不对？将我们所得的，我们奉献给神。
It is a constant offering of what we have to God.
我所得到的十分之一，我要献给你。
And we're saying to God, the tenth is yours, Lord.
我要把它献给你，因为我所有的一切都是你的。
And I offer it to you because all of it is yours.
我要尊荣你。
And with it, I honor you.
弟兄姊妹，所以我个人呢，是在我的所得，这个固定的薪水或者是收入得到的时候，我是先把奉献写支票写出去。
And that's why personally, my tithe is the first check I write after every income deposit I make into the bank.
因为对我来说，
because for me,
把十分之一献给神的这个动作，
because the act of giving a tenth of what I have
是一个很宝贵，而且是一个跟神很亲近的一段敬拜的时间。
Because it is a precious time of intimacy and worship to God.
因为当我在奉献给神的时候，当我把我的收入的十分之一支票写给神的时候，我心里面想到的是他对我的丰富的供应。
Because when I write that check and give an offer to God, that allows me to think and give thanks to all of his provisions.
让我想到的是他在我的生活生命当中他那丰富的祝福。
And what I think about is the rich blessings that he has bestowed on me in my life.
那第二点呢，十一的奉献对有些人来说是特别需要的。
And the second point is act of tithing is necessary for a lot of us.
因为这是对有些人来说啊，是对抗贪心的解药。
Because it is the antidote to covetousness.
事实上，我们十分之一的奉献，弟兄姐妹，是让我们在我们的生活当中得到满足的诀窍。
Because it is the secret to our contentment.
有些人太爱钱了。
Because there are some that really love money.
这个爱钱爱到一个地步啊，是遏制了他在生活当中所能够这样很放松的去享受的这种心。
And that love of money, has a threatening hold that chokes their ability to enjoy their life.
爱钱因为爱东西。
And you love money because you love things.
永远都觉得不够。
And you always think that you don't have enough.
而这种贪婪的心呢，事实上在我们的心中，我们发觉啊，对有些人来说，发觉这是一种邪恶。
And that covetousness of things, is actually a evil deep that's within our hearts.
怎么样的摆脱都摆脱不了。
And it's very difficult to shake.
因为这个对我们的人性啊，这个贪婪的心对我们的人性，是这么的深，而且影响这么的恶。
Because that covetousness is that sinful nature that is deep within us, that's evil.
所以你就算不读圣经，你也知道十诫，而十诫的最后一条诫命就是什么？不可贪心。
And even if you don't read the Bible, but you'll probably be familiar with the Ten Commandments, and the tenth commandment is to not covet.
然后主耶稣基督也在路加福音十二章十五节说，你们要谨慎，要远离一切的贪心，因为人的生命并不在于家道丰富，或者是跟这个原文里面讲到说，因为一个人的生命并不是在于什么，他资产他拥有的是多少。
And Jesus warned us in Luke chapter 12 verse 15, he says, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness.For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
保罗在哥罗西书三章五节很直接的就说，贪心就是拜偶像。
And Paul says it very clearly in Colossians chapter 3 verse 5, is that He calls out covetousness is idolatry.
所以当我们的心中有这种贪婪的心，有这种永远都不能满足的心的时候啊，对金钱抓得这么紧的时候，弟兄姐妹，这对我们的灵魂会造成伤害的。
So when you have covetousness and you want something so bad and it's holding you so tightly, it actually is dangerous for your soul.
所以希伯来书十三章第五节，圣经告诉我们说啊，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足或为满足，因为主曾经说过，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 it says, keep your life from love of money and be content with what you have. Why? Because God says in the second half of the verse, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
对我们当中的一些人来说啊，学习把十分之一的收入奉献给神，是对我们的灵魂有帮助的。
So for some of us, when we tithe, it is actually a real benefit to our souls.
当我们将我们所得的，对不对？当我们将我们所得的把十分之一摆在一边，说这是给神的。
So every time we remember to set aside our income and give a tenth,
这个动作有时候对我们来说是一种挣扎。
And sometimes that is a struggle.
因为我们说，哎，这是我可以买东西的，可是我现在却不能了。
Because you may think that, oh, I could buy this, but now I can't.
给出去了，就不是能，就是不能去买东西。
Because I've already given this, tenth, then I can't use that money to buy this.
所以当我们去学习这个十一奉献的时候，这个就是能够帮助我们怎么样抵抗金钱对我们的引诱，而引导我们去犯罪。
So this principle and this practice of tithing actually guides us and helps us to resist temptation in sinning.
所以如果在这一方面有挣扎，弟兄姐妹，这是一种健康的挣扎。
So if you actually have this type of struggle, it's a healthy struggle.
但是你看到神并不是给我们规定和命令，好像强迫我们这样去做。
But God doesn't give us a command or he forces us to do this.
弟兄姐妹，我上周说过了，今天也要再重复的说，神所注重的不是我们的钱。
Because I've said it last time and I will focus again and emphasize that what God sees as most important is not the actual money that we give.
神所注重的是你能够接受到他的爱和他的祝福。
What he deems important is that we can receive his love and his blessings.
你的钱和你的所有物是谁给的？
All of your money and all you have, who gave that to you?
都是神给的吗？
Is it from God?
那他给你的也就那么一点钱。
And he gave you just this little money.
他还要从你那边还要要求个十分之一回来吗？不，他不需要。
And does he need your tenth?
刚刚希伯来书里面那章，他说到，当我们在学习奉献的时候，我们就得到了什么？在生活当中满足的诀窍。
It's because when we keep our life free from the love of money, we will be content.
我们就记得神应许说什么？我永远不会离开你。
Because what does his wonderful promise say? He says, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you.
这是神与我们同在，他会永远亲自的供应我们的美好的应许。
Because when God is with us, he will always provide for our needs.
神要我们能够经历到他的同在和他的供应。
Because God wants us to experience him in our lives.
我之前为什么讲到我们不是只是讲到十分之一的奉献，甚至我们要在十分之一以上还要再学习奉献吗？
But biblical giving goes beyond tithing.
因为事实上圣经里面神就将他这样子的心意反映给我们看到了。
Because he has revealed his heart to us.
当我们学习奉献，不是只是在十分之一的这个数字上面，而是我们要将我们所有的，我们是甘心乐意的奉献给神的时候。
Because when we go beyond a tenth of our giving,
我们看到的，我们经历到的，就是神啊，丰富，神美善的丰富，他的供应和他永留不止的祝福。
And what we will see and experience is His promises of abundance, satisfaction, and blessings.
你知道，事实上，如果我们花时间去研究旧约的话。
And if you take the time to study the Old Testament,
我们会发现旧约里面事实上不只是提到十分之一的奉献。
And we will discover that it talks more than just the giving of the tenth.
我们好比看好比在生命记第十二章第六节里面。
So if we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 6,
当神讲到人在他的面前所献上的这个祭物或奉献的时候。
When it talks about the offerings and the sacrifices,
他提到了燔祭。
He includes burnt offering.
就是你要将你最好的牛、最好的羊，你要放在坛上用火烧了。
And that is your best lamb or cattle that you want to offer and give as a burnt offering.
在畜牧业的时候。这个羊和牛是最宝贵的家产。
During that time, sheep and cattle is the most valuable possession for a family.
讲到燔祭，讲到平安祭。
When we talk about burnt offering or a peace offering,
然后十分之一的祭就是这个十一的奉献。
And that, and also a tithing, which is the
然后讲到手中的举祭，或者说是一个贡献的祭
，or a contribution,
还愿的祭
，a vow offering,
一个甘心乐意的祭
，a free will offering,
一个投身的祭
，a firstborn offering.
七种不一样的献祭
，there's seven different types of offering.
都有它连带的价值。
And they all have their own value.
可是如果我们真的从价值上面来看，弟兄姐妹，这些其他的祭物比这十分之一的祭价值是更多的。
And if we look at all of these other ones, it's actually more valuable than the tithe.
可是当我们看到这里面的经文的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们看见了他所注重、神所注重的这些祭物，并不是因为祭物的价值，而是它反映出这个人跟神之间的关系和感情。
So when we look at all of these offerings, God does not see the value, or He doesn't focus on the value of these offerings, but it is the reflection of the relationship the person has with God.
神不是说你一定要给我献还愿祭。
God says, I'm not requiring you to give me a vow offering.
但是当你跟神祷告许愿，而神应允你的祷告的时候。那你是不是很自然地说，神啊，感谢你的丰富的赐予，我要在你的面前摆上有价值的献祭。
But if you pray to God and you have a vow before God and He honors that, wouldn't you be so grateful and offer this on the reflection of Him fulfilling that vow?
为什么神要一个投身的祭？
Why would God require a firstborn offering?
因为当我们将我们投身的这个牛或羊或甚至将这个我们家中的投生的孩子献给神的时候
because when your family has the firstborn lamb or cow or calf or your firstborn baby, you're grateful to God.
对，它代表出来的是我最重要的生命当中的所有的一切都是受到神你的祝福之下。
Because that reflects an acknowledging that the most important, most precious thing I have in my family is from God.
弟兄姐妹，马拉基书三章八到十节这样子说。
In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, it says,
人岂可以夺取神之物呢？你们竟然夺取我的供物，这是神对以色列人所说的。你们却说你们在何事上夺取你的供，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？神说啊，就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上面。
Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions.
Yeah, just verse 8 is good for now. Yeah. 弟兄姐妹，你看到吗？ 神说， 他不是只说你们在十分之一的奉献上面， 你怎么样？ 夺取了我的公物， 他说十分之一和当献的一切， 就是刚刚我们在生命集里面读到， 各式各样的献祭上面， 他们已经停止了对神的献祭。
So here, it's not just talking about tithes, but all of the contributions. They have already stopped offering.
以色列人， 他们到了一个地步， 他们完全的忘记神。
And the Israelites at one point completely have forgotten or neglected God.
他们等于背弃了神。
They've turned away from him.
背弃了神的话语。
And his words.
然后他们去跟随这种外邦人的偶像。
And they went to follow foreign idols.
他们去追逐这个世界上面的享乐。
They chased after the ways of this Lord.
然后他们满脑子里面所想的就是怎么样能够更多的满足我的肉体的欲望。
And they're obsessed over their gratification of their flesh.
他们完全的呈现在罪恶当中。
And they're so deep in sin.
所以神就谴责他们。
So God accused them.
可是当神谴责他们的时候， 神不是说你不爱我了。
But when he accused them, God didn't say, oh, you don't love me anymore.
他说你们将你们当献给我的这些十分之一和所当献的一切的祭物， 你们把它夺去了。
He points to how they have robbed him of his tithes and contributions.
我是造你们的神。
I am the God that created you.
我是将你们从埃及的这个受奴役的地方，从你们的苦难当中拯救出来的神。
I am the God that rescued you and led you out of Egypt.
我是那在旷野当中用云柱火柱带领你们，然后将玛拿和这个鹌鹑赐给你们成为食物的神。
I am the one that led you with pillars of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night.
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
我是那个带领你们进入到应许之地，那流蜜与奶之地的神。
And I am the God that led you into the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey.
我是那将天上的这个祝福打开倾倒于你们身上爱你们的神。
I am the God that opened the floodgates and poured down my love to you.
你的一切都是我所给的。
Everything that you have, I have provided.
我只不过要你能够记得这件事情。
I just want you to remember that.
所以你将我所应得的这十分之一和你所献的祭， 你要预留给我。
So that the tithes and the contributions you need to reserve for me.
但是神却说就在这一件事情上面， 你们却怎么样夺， 从我这边夺取过去。
But in this, you have robbed me.
英文是说你是从我这边抢夺而去。
It says, you have robbed me of your tithes and contributions.
所以我们就看见弟兄姐妹， 不是只是十分之一。
So here we see that it goes beyond tithing.
如果我们只要在我们的生活当中的十分之一得到神的祝福，
If we are to receive the blessing just on our tithe,
不是， 你如果只要在你十分之一的生活当中受到神的祝福， If you only want to be blessed in 10% of your life, 那你就把你的十分之一给神。
So if you only want to be blessed by the 10% of your life, then just give only 10%.
但是当我们尝到神美好， 祂的美善，
But when we've tasted the goodness of our Lord,
祂的爱，
His love,
祂的祝福，
His blessings,
弟兄姐妹， 我们的心愿很自然的就是怎么样， 我们要祂的祝福倾倒在我们所有的生命当中。
Of course, we want His blessing to be upon all of our life.
所以你看， 当神要去纠正他的子民的时候，
So when God wanted to correct his people,
他说你在当纳的十分之一和其他这些当献的供物上面夺取了我的供物。
He says, you robbed me of the tithes and contributions.
可是当神说你们如果回心转意，你们如果认罪悔改，
But if you turn back to me and confess your sins and repent,
第十节他说你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾倒祝福于你们，甚至到无处可容的这个地步。
That's why in verse 10 it says, Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house. And thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need.
你看到了吗？
Do you see that?
神的要求只是将你所有该献的祭物的一个部分，就是那十分之一的部分，他说你要回心转意的献给我。
He only asked them to show their repentance by bringing just the easiest, simplest, and smallest form of offering, the tithe.
从一个角度来说，这个十分之一的奉献，如果跟我们的全部的生命比较起来，是不是一个微小，一个简单，甚至是一个这个价值最容易做到的一个奉献？
And if you compare the tithe to everything else in your life, isn't just this tenth or this tithe just a small amount of offering?
你看神是一位如何慷慨的神。
But you see the generosity of our God.
不平衡哎。
It's unparalleled.
他说你只要把你那十分之一当献的给我。
He says, if you just give a tenth,
我就将天上所有一切的祝福，这个祝福的窗口我就打开，然后我就倾倒于你，使你根本完全不会有任何的需要。
And I will pour down from heaven that will bring full and complete satisfaction so you will have no more need.
那第二呢，我们就回到哥林多前书了，对不对？第一章，哥林多前书第十六章第一到第四节了。
Second, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 to 4.
这里所讲到的奉献就是讲到十一奉献之外的奉献，是不是？
And here in particular in this passage is talking about offering that is outside of the tithe.
十一的奉献对一个信徒来讲是一个基本。
Of course, giving of the tenth or tithing is just a basic.
我说不是一个命令，但是是一个什么？是一个我们的目标。
It is not a command, but it is a goal.
所以哥林多的信徒他们知道十一奉献。
So the believers in the city of Corinth, they understand what tithe meant.
但是现在这个耶路撒冷的信徒有不同的需要，他们要在十一的奉献以上，他们要给，他们就说那我要怎么做呢？
But they've heard about the persecution and the need of the church in Jerusalem, so they asked, well, how can we help?
从哥林多后书八章里面我们可以看见，他们为什么要在十一奉献以上要捐献，为什么要给这些其他的信徒？
Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it talks about, well, why do they need to have this special giving or this contribution?
这是因为哥林多的信徒对神的爱。
Because it is the believers showing their love towards God.
因为他们爱神，他们很自然的就将他们的爱心要去传给，展现给这些其他的弟兄姐妹。
And out of their love and devotion towards God, they've wanted to love and care for their brothers and sisters in need.
哥林多后书第八章第二节这样子告诉我们。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 to 15。
这些信徒他们在患难中自己受试炼的时候，可是怎么样？他们因为有满足的快乐，所以在他们极穷的之间，还能够格外的显出他们怎么样乐捐的厚恩。2 Corinthians 8:2.
For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part.
弟兄姐妹，这样子的奉献不是因为被要求而去做的奉献，是因为心中充满了对人的爱和对神的感恩而所展现出来的奉献。
And this giving is not a giving because of a command or force to do that, but it is a reflection of their love and care and out of their abundant joy that they have.
和合本告诉我们说他们经历到的是满足的快乐，新译本说是什么？满意的喜乐。
In the Chinese translation, it talks about the abundance of joy when they present this special giving.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有在给的这个过程当中，心中感到喜乐呢？
Have you ever experienced an abundance of joy when you give?
你知道我们一般的人，不要讲一般的人，很多的人，我们给不出去，因为我们自己不够。
A lot of people don't give because we feel like we don't even have enough.
你自己不够的时候，你会有喜乐吗？
And when you don't have enough yourself, can you have joy?
我自己都不够，我还给人。可是你想，我自己都不够的这种感觉多郁闷啊。
And what does that feel like when you feel like you don't have enough?
Yeah. 可是这群信徒在他们自己不足，自己在贫困的当中，弟兄姐妹，他们尝到的是喜乐，这是一种属天的喜乐。
And these brothers and sisters, they've experienced a heavenly joy when they give, even when they themselves are in need.
他们因为喜乐，他们就在神的面前能够感恩，他们在生活当中就满足。
And because they're willing to give even in their own need, they're filled with joy and they can be satisfied.
所以自己的生活环境可能是有困苦。
So even though in your own life you may have struggles,
可是他在爱的当中与神与人交流。
But in this love, they have this natural connection with God and the people.
第三点很值得我们要认清的，就是当我们在给这样，当我们学习到这样子的奉献，就是十一并且超过十一的奉献的时候，弟兄姐妹，当我们这样子奉献的时候，这是我们从神那边得到的管道。
So giving is a way of having what you need. Giving in a regular disciplined.
No, we're not there yet. Okay. Just the title.
Giving is what allows us to receive from God.
当我们在给出去的时候，弟兄姐妹，当我们在学会神要我们怎么给的时候，我们给出去的时候，我们就看见是神赐予我们，我们能够领受到的管道。
So when we give, it is a conduit to receive the blessings from God.
我们自己的需要，弟兄姐妹，是在我们献给神的这个过程当中而得到满足的。
When we give, we receive the satisfaction from God.
在哥林多后书第九章第六节告诉我们说，哥林多后书第九章，神的应许是少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
2 Corinthians chapter 9. Which verse?
6.
Verse 6. The point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
然后第七节他说个人要怎么样，这就是神的心意了，这是原则啦。我们要随我们心中我们自己所决定的，我们不要做难的，也不要勉强的，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
然后第八节就是神的应许告诉我们说，我们当我们如此做的时候，神就能够将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们在凡事上面常常充足，然后能够多行各样的善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个属灵的原则。
This is a spiritual principle.
但是这也是在我们生活当中一定能够经历到的一个实际。
But this is a truth that all of us can experience.
少种的少收，多种的多说。
You reap what you sow.
那种什么收什么呢？
What are you reaping? What are you sowing?
第八节告诉我们，就是什么，得到的是神的恩惠。
What we are receiving is grace.
神所赐给我们的恩惠，他赐给我们的恩典，会多多的加给我们。然后呢，我们会怎么样？常常的充足。
And he will continue to add to that.
And we will have all sufficiencies.我们在世上，凡事上，一切的事上，我们都能够有充足。
And we will have sufficiency in all things at all times.
对，然后呢，不但如此，因为我们够，因为我们多，所以我们能够拿出去做，我们能够拿出去帮。
And it is always enough, and it always surpasses what we need so that we have the ability to give.
我们刚读过马拉基书第三章第十节，是不是？
Then we read Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
马拉基书三章第十节，神说什么？
What does it say in verse 10? Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
他说，你们如果将当纳的送入仓库，你就可以试试看我是否会为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们。这个福气到一个地步，使你无处可容了。
It says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this," says the Lord of hosts, "if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows."
弟兄姐妹，上周讲过。奉献，金钱上面的奉献不是给非信徒的。
Last time we spoke about the monetary giving is not for non-believers.
神所注重的是你从他的儿子主耶稣基督的生命当中，你能够得到他的生命和他的爱。
What's most important to him is that you receive the blessing and the love thatyou get from his son, Jesus.
这个不是致富之道。This is not the path to being rich and famous. Okay. 有些人说，那我来试试看，我今天回去十分之一开始给，然后我就看神是不是会加倍的给我钱。
So then, don't go home and put this to the test and think that if I just give tenth and see if I'll get rich.And prosperous.
但是神所说的是，当你回心转意，在神的面前认罪悔改，而过一个爱神、尊荣神、愿意在神的面前成长、经历神的生命。
Oh. So what he is saying is, if you confess and repent from your sins, and you live a righteous life in Christ.
Yeah, and you want to honor God. You want to experience God. You want to love God. 弟兄姐妹，那你就在十一的奉献上面，你去试试看神的祝福。
Then you can test him in this by offering your tithe or the tenth.
这个试不是看神做不做，因为他一定会做，这是他的应许。
And this test is not to see if God will do it. He will do it because that's his promise.
这个试是让你跟我对神建立信心啊。
This is to test the faith that we have in God.
所以神并没有在我们的生命当中保证我们都会成为富有的人。
But he did not guarantee that all of us will be prosperous
or rich, rich and wealthy.
Rich and wealthy.
Right? 可是神所祝福我们的弟兄姐妹是更好的。
But what he blesses us with is much
better.
Yeah.
就是在我们一切所有的上面，我们都会时常的充足。
Is that we will be sufficient in everything that we have.
然后在我们的生命，在我们的生活当中，弟兄姐妹，我们能够对人有帮助，对人有贡献，我们能够把合神心意的事做出来。
So that in our life, we can be able to help others in need and to do good works.
箴言第三章第九和第十节。神的应许说，你要你以你的财物和一切出熟的土产都尊荣给耶和华。他的应许就是如此，你的仓房就必充满有余，你的酒榨就有新酒盈溢。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine.
弟兄姐妹，最后我要说的就是
Dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion,
当我们从我们所有，特别是金钱上面，我们能够奉献给神，我们能够给出去的时候
And when we have the ability to give tithe and give a tenth of what we have,
事实上，这个动作是连结在我们的信心上面。
In reality, it is tied to our faith.
一个对神越有信心、越有经历的人，他在他的奉献上面越能够显出他的慷慨。
A person that has experienced the goodness of God will show his generosity in giving to the Lord.
一个越能够在奉献上面能够有展现的人，就是一个对神的应许更有把握的人。Someone who's able to be generous in the practice of giving is someone who shows that they can hold on to the promise of God. 如果你会想说，怎么可能呢？我难道90%的收入我就可以过生活吗？
So you may be wondering, well, can I live my life with just 90% of what I have?
你要记得神的应许。
But you have to remember God's promises.
他是那丰富的神。
He is an abundant God.
他是那赐予的神。
He is a God that gives.
他是要将他一切的丰盛倾倒于你生命当中的神。
And he wants to shower you with blessings from the gates of heaven.
神口中所说出的话绝对不会突然返回。
And God's word will not go out in vain and return in vain.
神爱你。
God loves you.
他爱你的生命。
He loves your life.
他已经把他最宝贵的儿子主耶稣基督差派到世上来为你我的罪而死。
He has already given his son and sent him down to earth as a man to die on the cross for your sins.
神将他的生命赐给了你我。
He has given us his life.
他已经将他一切的美好应许了给你我。
He has already promised the very best to us and given it to us.
他不会在我们生活上面的需要的任何事物上面会让我们得不到满足。
He will not allow us to be dissatisfied in everything that we need.
所以看到了吗，亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友？
So do you see this, brothers and sisters and friends?
我们需要对神话语里面对奉献的教导有一个开始有一个认识。
We need to have a clear understanding of the topic of giving.
这是很重要的。
That's very important.
让我们能够对这个主题，我们能够去深深的去思考。
So that on this topic we can
to think
deeply about.
然后让我们好好的反思我们自己在金钱的使用和对神的奉献上面，我们是怎么样子与神话语上的教导吻合或者是有出入呢？ And so that we can examine ourselves thoroughly to see and see what our practice of tithing and giving beyond, how we handle our money, how does that gauge, how does that level with the teaching of God's word and the pattern that scripture gives us. 这个是我们信心的问题。
And that boils down to a faith issue.
我们相信神的应许吗？
Do we trust God's promises?
我们愿意更多的经历神的丰富吗？
Do we want to experience the fullness of God?
所以弟兄姐妹，
So, dear brothers and sisters,
这是我对我自己的期盼。
That is a hope that I have.
It's an expectation I have for myself.
也是我盼望
我家人所有的一种追求。
And I expect this pursuit for my family.
而我的家人包括你们在内。
And of course, my family includes all of you.
让我们学习信靠神。
Let us learn how to trust in God.
他不会离弃我们。
He will not forsake us.
他会永远地充足我们一切所需。
He will forever supply all that we need.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你话语的应许是何等的美好。
Your promises is so great.
我知道在我们当中有许多的弟兄姐妹经历到尝到你如此的丰富和美善。
I know there are brothers and sisters in our midst have experienced and tasted your goodness.
我们看见神你的供应让使我们不但在十分之一上面的所得可以奉献，甚至能够多多的超过十分之一的奉献，但是生活当中仍然得到满足和喜乐。
We see that your provisions goes beyond what we can offer in our tithe.
但是在我们当中也有许多的人在这世上有挣扎。
But there are people among us that are struggling still.
可是我们知道主你的心意不是在于一个人有没有将十分之一的所得奉献。
But we know that you're not looking at if they have offered their tenth or not.
你所注重的是他们有没有在你的爱中行走。
What you hold important is are they walking in your love?
你所注重的是他们是不是偏离了这个你所要他们走的成圣的道路。
What's important to you is are they walking the path of sanctification.
他们是不是迷失在这世上的诱惑当中？
Or are they lost on the ways of this world?
他们是不是因为罪恶的捆绑而使他们自己没办法来到你的面前敬拜？
Or are they still bound by sin? They can't come before you in worship.
主，今天你也要对他们说，你只要回转。
And you're telling them that as long as you repent,
主耶稣基督的宝血遮盖我们一切的罪过。
The blood of our Lord Jesus will cover all of our sins.
让我们回转到你的面前，经历你的美好。
So that we can turn back and experience your goodness.
愿我们一切属于你的子民能够试验你应许的实际。
May all of your people test and prove your promises.
感谢神你丰富的供应。
Thank you for all of your abundant provisions.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.